No.
All right, good evening, everybody. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Chuck, want to read us?
Yeah. If I begin, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Chuck.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let the record show that Michelle Schneider and Leo Hordick are not here tonight, and the rest of the directors are. And can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor of the agenda approve, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Any public comments?
Okay, we're recording still. Yeah, Steve Reinick with the Mountaineer Progress and Timberline Lions Club. Well, we volunteered last time to try to resolve this power panel problem, and we have some accomplishments. What we did is try to find some revenue, money from local businesses to help pay, and three bids to have it built or done. The best one we have, and I gave this to Lori this morning, and it's part of your last page of the packet. This guy I can vouch for, he's been a client of ours for a long time. Clean Star Electric, $3,350, and his labor is about $400 because he wants to get in good with the right wood. He's donating that back. So $2,950 to put it right where it's at. Now, if we want to move it, that's going to be different. And if we want to put poles in, he says that's going to cost more. But from what Lori saw, there's actually more plugs and things with this bid than when we had with Davis Electric. So they're going to actually do more. And he does good work. He knows the people at Southern California Edison, and he can get it done quick. We also got another bid from S&S Electric that came in finally today. $4,500, and he donated $500 back, so that's $4,000. So still this...
Who's the second one?
He's the third one, because we had Bill Davidson Electric.
Right. Who was that last one?
It's called S&S Electric.
S&S.
And he is in Thielen. As far as the revenue, last Thursday I went over to Country Life, and they read the story in the paper, and everything that's going on. He says display out there, the sign is really important to the community, and I want to be a part of it.
Okay.
And I was expecting $200. He says, I'll give you $1,000.
Thanks.
$1,000. Okay.
Perfect.
Then we heard from the Property Owners Association that we have another $2,500. So that's $2,000.
Well, actually more, because UIA is contributing $1,000.
There's three.
Right.
And then there's another $1,000 to the chamber.
Wow.
So there's $3,000 coming from the chamber already.
All right. Then we're there.
Does that include UIA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's good news.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is we have the funding.
Yeah.
So it's important for the concerts, important for our sign. Our sign costs $6,000.
Right.
To put that sign up.
Right.
And before all this happened, we were going to look for like Mountain High and different people to help us pay the $6,000 and put their logo on the sign or something to reward them. What we are going to do for the people that are contributing to this, we're going to put them on the sign. So to say these people, UIA, Country Life, all the people that are involved contributed to make this thing happen.
Well, so. I know that the when I was at the chamber meeting that what I said was, hey, the CSD will contribute the balance. You know, if you guys can raise some money, the CSD could provided the rest of the board members agree, of course. But I was just there to tell them that I would try to convince the rest of the board. But that what we would also want, the CSD would want a message, a spot on that board, if the Lions would agree to that.
What kind of message?
Just a spot for whatever we want. During the week or the month or like an announcement, hey, there's a CSD meeting tonight,
okay.
Stuff
no
like
problem.
That. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to use the board for anything that makes sense in the community.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's all I have.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? No? Okay, all right. So that's it on our agenda, the power panel, to discuss that. And I think, you know, whatever revenues come in, I think the CSD should pay the balance of that. There is one more thing I'd like to do, though. And that is, I want to make sure that thing gets over there by the lamp, yeah, by the post, mm-hmm, and it has bollards around it.
Yeah. Okay. I agree.
It has to have that. It's just, I don't know how it lasted so long where it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
It probably was run over a few times. You just don't even know about it.
Do we have a quote on what it would take? I know we've got the quotes here, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 or 5,000, somewhere around there, or 6, to move it from a existing location to over by the light pole.
Well, I know that
what
the Davis.
That is?
I know the Davison proposal of 64. His first proposal was 4.
Yeah.
So with moving it over at 64, now this is not a time and material quote, because I talked to him today. I said, "Well, is this just a flat rate, or is it?"
Right.
He said, "If it didn't take him as this is for him taking responsibility for whatever he might find wrong." Because he's thinking that it might have even damaged the wire
underneath,
that there's two pieces of conduit, and the bank has probably got the one underneath it. And he said if that thing's damaged, he's going to try to convince Edison to replace that.
Right.
But
who uses that other than the sign and the people that rent the parking lot?
That's it so far.
So the bank isn't kicked into that?
No, they're not kicked into that, but their feed is probably right underneath it.
Okay, underneath it, but they're not using that portion for their bank.
Right.
Okay.
This quote right here is Davidson?
Yeah, this is Davidson. He said, look, you could do time and material. And I said I don't know. I said if it took less time, would you make it less? And he said yes. I just want the best thing. I'm not married to Davison or anything like that. He's just the guy that I talk to. But this Clean Star looks really cheap. I don't know how long or how much more it would take for him to move it over to the post.
Yeah, that's my question, is if they have the ability to do that and what the extra cost would be.
He's probably, I would guess he's probably about $1,000 cheaper than Davison if you normalize it, you know, if you take, because Davison was at 4?
Mm-hmm. 48.
Oh, okay, 48, so he is quite a bit cheaper than Davison. But Davison's trying to hedge his bet, like, you know, what if I find more stuff wrong in there?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. This is a flat rate too, so I would say he's taking a chance, right? Unless he comes back and goes, I found stuff wrong, can't do it. I don't know.
The guy from Clean Star, he's seen the box.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what's.
Oh, he knows what he has to do.
The whole bit. He does the permits.
He has the permits. He's licensed. He knows the Edison people.
He's
bonded. Well, he knows
that
Monday, Wednesday, Friday they come out and inspect out here at Edison. Because he does a lot of work on it.
Right.
So do you think he has the capability to move it over?
Yeah.
Like Davidson?
Of course.
Okay.
But I don't know what it costs. Is that something that Dory would call him on?
I could call him tomorrow.
Call him and say if we moved it over to Light Post, how much more?
Yeah, as I said.
But he's willing to give $400 back.
I said
yes.
The difference on Davidson is like $1,600. So I can't imagine him moving that over there is going to be any more than $1,600.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you say he was going to do the ballards too?
I don't know.
That'd be more.
No, that'd be more. He says in this quote that's extra.
Well, that's right. But he could do it.
Yeah, he could. But I think, Wes, you were probably thinking of doing it, right?
Yeah, I was going to get the UIA guys up here, you know, and knock them in, but. But if it's not that much more, we're pretty busy. It'd be nice if I didn't have to do that. But if it was going to cost a bunch, then we would do it. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it sounds like we have enough donations to properly cover it, right? So I would like to have a motion to accept this this Queen Star Electric quote with the caveat that we move it over to the light post.
Okay.
And we include some Ballards on there. You taking notes on this, Lori? Okay.
And the CSD would pay the difference of whatever was raised?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, CSD would pay the difference. Now,
part of what you sent the email after your meeting with the chamber was that you had talked about the chamber raising three.
Yeah.
You were going to match the 1,000 that had there.
That's included in the chamber.
Yes, as part of three. UIA to install the Ballards, that's debatable right now.
Yeah.
Wrightwood CSD to pay the balance. The new meter will, with permit, will be in U.S. or CSD.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because there was some talk at the chamber meeting that they didn't even know that that was their meter. And the previous president was there, Leo. I think he's been the president
a long time ago.
He goes, man, I don't even remember when that meter was there. And he goes, we put that in. I can't remember why or how or anything. And I said, okay, do you want us to take over the meter? And we'll pay the fee on it. I think it's like $30 a month or something, right?
Yeah.
So the chamber said fine. Yeah.
So, sorry, just so I'm correct, you want the CSD to take over the meter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want the CSD to take over the meter. Now, this doesn't include, I don't think this includes a permit or anything.
Uh-huh.
It does? Okay.
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 So, is that
That's
a simple
great.
Transaction to have a meter change?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done it before.
Now, when he writes the check, Country Life, does he write it right with CSD?
No. Yeah, I guess so, because that's not coming through the chamber, right? Yeah, no. So, yes.
Yeah, because he asked, I'll give you a check right now. And I said, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm right. No.
Yeah. I'm going to give my check to the chamber and let them give it to the CSD.
Okay. And the chamber can give CSD money like that? No problem?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good with that plan?
Yeah, they can donate it. What do you think, Chuck?
Well, I'm fine on this, picking up the balance, whatever that is. And it sounds like the chamber's already got the initial. What we would end up probably doing would be paying for the Ballards or the movement of the location to the side or to the light pole.
Maybe.
Which I think is incredibly important that we do that. Because people are still going to go through that area.
Yeah.
And we've got to make sure we have a lock on there so that RVs don't plug into your electricity.
We will make sure there's locks on there.
Yeah. But no, I'm fine on us doing it. I am interested in the millage fund, because basically we're saying, okay, well, it's not a lot, it's $30, but depending on, does that go up some months and some months?
I'm sure it will. I'm sure.
You get the farmer's market, which is there for, 5-6 hours versus somebody who's out there for an hour.
Well, I look at it this way. But there's the farmer's market, the car show, all these people are using the lot.
Right.
Paying
a rental fee.
But then if the chamber somehow forgets to pay the electric bill, or I don't know, it's weird. Why are they, I didn't even know that was there.
If we're okay and the chamber and the Lions are okay with them putting it in the CSD's name,
they're fine.
Yeah, then we're paying.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But it's not that much.
Well, no, but it depends on where we go. And I made a point at the property owners the other day.
Yeah,
it's like we have the variances, which the board voted on.
Yeah,
fine. We had a discussion about it. And it passed, so there were variances given. But one thing that we really never discussed and things that happened is I come in here to sign checks or whatever in the morning, usually, or before noon, and I've always seen Tammy, John, Lori mopping the floor, waxing it.
Yeah.
Which, if you're looking at, that's $31 added on during that time period. Now, we're responsible for it. That's fine. And as long as the board still wants to give variances, because we'll have another one coming up next month.
Well, I think that's a discussion.
Well, I know it's another discussion, but what I'm saying is on this, if we're accepting that the electric bill is going to average $30, then fine. That should be part of the resolution that not only are we going to pick up the extra over $3,000, and if that
it
looks
is.
Like the Ballards, it looks like the moving of the thing, whatever that ends up being, then that's part of the resolution that I would like, and also that it's moved into our name, and that we are responsible for the monthly rental of that, which goes into our budget, flat out, because right now it's not.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So that's all. It's just paperwork.
Yeah. Okay.
But as far as getting it done,
okay.
Well, you know me, Wes. I had to get my 2 cents in on that.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. We have plenty of time. 10 minutes.
But no, I'm fine on if we want to do a resolution to say we'll pick up anything over the, was it 3,000 that we're at?
We will pick up whatever is not whatever the difference is between the donations and the bill.
Okay.
The CSD will pick it up,
including the movement of the box to the
Yes.
hole or whatever cost that is.
Right.
We would pick that up.
Right.
That the Lions Club or the chamber will put the permit into the.
Yeah.
CSD's name.
Yeah.
And the CSD then will be responsible for that monthly charge, whatever that ends up being.
Right. We can put you right next to the meter. You can make sure people get their thing unplugged.
I will. You know me, Wes. I will. I'll do it.
All right.
Go in the morning. Yeah.
That's it. I want a specific bill which shows from this hour to this hour.
Yeah.
This is what it costs.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
What's the motion?
The motion is to accept the Clean Star Electric estimate, and that the Wrightwood CSD will pay the difference between the donations and the bid or the bill from.
Yeah, I'm just looking to see who made the motion and who seconded it.
Oh, I see.
I think Wes is making the motion, right?
I'm making a motion.
And I will second the motion.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry about that. All right, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All right, all those opposed? All right, motion carries. Okay. Great. And Lori, if you need help with that, I mean, transferring the meter and all that, I've done that before.
Not
just
something hard.
Yeah, it's not. As long as we get a bill, get the old bill from the chamber.
Question, did we ever ask, I know we asked the adjuster on the roof, did we ever ask the adjuster on the panel?
No, I did not, because I was told it wasn't ours, so I am going to call the insurance company to see if that's what the board wishes.
Yeah, I think we got this covered.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that's all there is. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.